My name is Richard Clerville, and I'm a senior at Fuda Finance High School. Growing up in Brooklyn and Queens, I was around many people from different parts of the Caribbean. There was Jamaicans, Guyanese, Haitian, St. Lucians. Everyone brought their food, their way of living, their music, and their language to the neighborhood. Everyone had their own original style that can't be recreated. Haitians sang Sak Passe Ma Poule to say hello, Jamaicans sang Wagwan. Everyone had their differences here and there, but we learned to respect each other and where we came from. Everyone in this world comes in different sizes and shapes and shades. They speak in different languages and have their own unique customs. I grew up in a household with a certain set of rules. We're open to change, but we don't forget who we are and what brought us here. People often misunderstand Haitian food, culture, and language. For example, we have a dish called Dijonjon, translated to English called black mushroom rice or black rice. People have made this dish the butt of the joke by calling it dirty rice when they never even tried it for themselves. It's upsetting to hear when they haven't taken the time to actually learn about the dish or taste it. There have been many times I've come home from school and told my family members about the jokes that are said from time to time. My cousin, Nadja Jelen, who went to culinary school in Haiti and learned French and Haitian cuisine, can relate. I talked to her about how she feels about people taking the food of our culture and changing it.
Okay, Nadja.
I'm asking Nadja how she feels about people who aren't from your culture changing the main components of your dish and still calling it authentic. She's saying when a person makes a Haitian dish but changes the main recipe, then it can no longer be called Haitian. But the issue around cultural appropriation in food goes beyond the recipe. It's about learning to appreciate the history and culture behind them. I decided to go visit Rochelle Oliver to talk about the importance of learning about the different sides of Caribbean food.
Hi, my name is Rochelle Oliver. I am the managing editor of islandandspice.com. It's an online magazine where we present a more well-rounded picture of Caribbean food, and we celebrate the chefs who are looking for new and innovative ways of cultivating the rich flavors from the region.
I started by asking Rochelle, what makes food authentic?
When you're saying that, oh, this food is really authentic, I'm seeking out the most authentic food from this island or from this culture, what ends up happening is that, you know, in your pursuit of authenticity, what you're also doing is minimizing other people's food experiences from that region and really oversimplifying the food from an entire country.
Rochelle shared her thoughts on how people can strive to treat other cultures' food with respect.
I mean, when you're talking about food cultures, you need to know how to respect the history and the legacy. It's not just something people have for fun. It's not just something people eat because it tastes good. It's really about honoring our ancestors who fought and died for the freedoms that we have. So I think the way you avoid exploitation of one's culture is by showing it a deep respect, not just the food, but to the people who make it, right? The people who were involved with building up that story. And so what does that mean? What does that look like? In order to avoid exploitation, I think you need to make sure that you're involving those storytellers into the process of creating something new and adapting something.
So if people want to make that soup, they should learn about why they make that soup, what's the story behind it first, right?
Yeah, I think, education is always the key, right? Knowing what you're having respect, because for so long with America, we're very isolated. When you go to other countries like Europe and, Africa, you're forced to interact with other people's cultures, So we've been very, living a very privileged life here in America where we haven't had to interact. So therefore, we think our way is the only way. The American way is the best way. The truth is, it's one of the ways. And when we talk about food, it's definitely not the best way, right? And so I think we're learning how to have those conversations and also learning how to bring in other people's stories without exploiting them, right, when talking about food appropriation, some more. But the key to all of this is education. That's where it begins. Education is always where it begins, because when we can open our mind, we can then open our hearts and open our tables to everyone else.
Thanks to Rochelle for talking to me about Caribbean cuisine and the role that cultural appropriation plays in food today. I believe that we should all educate ourselves about a food culture before judging it based on what others think, without fully understanding the history of a dish or cuisine before trying to put our own mark on it. We run the risk of exploiting the people who make the food and their entire food culture. As for myself, I'm going to make sure to do my part to educate others about the cuisine of my family, including some of my favorite dishes, like Haitian black rice, fried pork, and Haitian soup. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Richard Clerville.